This leadership class is very inspiring to me. It is really making me a better person.
I've learned so much in this class about myself, and I've noticed how you can't change somebody else. You have to change yourself before you can change anything else, and I think Tony.
Be kind to everyone that you meet.
This leadership class that Tony did a great job with leading, it has pushed me to push myself.
Big Bar Brick. This time, it's season 4, and it's bigger and better than what it's ever been before. We've got old guests returning, we've got new guests coming, we've got no guests, we've got some guests, we've just got some bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks. You get the idea. Listen, enjoy this moment. You've come to this podcast because life brought you here. You've attracted it, you deserve it. Yours, so let's get it.
I just couldn't bother y'all. Y'all just was terrible. Y'all was the best class. The last class. I let her tell you about the last class. What was you guys were far better class.
Yes,
far better class. There's a reason why, and I'll let you, because she's passionate about such. Yeah.
No offense to anybody.
Don't say the name. So we're recording. I'm going to say the names. If you say a name, I'm going to mark the time and make sure. You can say first names, but don't be like,
no,
all right, 627-45231. And her name is Veronica Mars. And I'm telling you, right, you know, don't do that.
Are you kidding?
Okay, come on.
I just think the last class wasn't willing to be there, so they act like they had to be there. So class was dead. Like, there was zero discussion. Or if it was, it was a little bit. Nobody really wanted to talk. Nobody read. Or they read, like, 10 minutes before class. They skimmed and highlighted to make it look like they read. But,
yeah,
like, I just watched you not read. And
that was one.
They just wasn't open to change. So it was like, sitting in detention class? Like, that's what, like, you walk in, like, ugh, I gotta come here. You guys are more, like, lively. Like, it's more, it's like what we designed the class to be is what you guys made.
Yeah, definitely. And it's because you actually want change, right? And it doesn't matter, like, even if not. Of course, you want to attend every day of every second, right? But that's not schedules, huh?
Okay, at first I thought it was my phone.
I think it's in there. It might be a toy. It might be a toy to play with your son today. He's fine. Are you okay? You having a heart attack? You can't see him? New mother? Is that?
I'm spazzing just a little bit.
Two things. You have another one. You ain't going to be going gone. Y'all gone on over there. Just go ahead. Come back alive, right?
Oh,
come on in. Come right. Back alive. Right, that's when you...
I feel he's okay. It's me. I have to work on it.
Okay, well, we're going to be all right. No. Can you come? Sweet. Most excellente. Chris, why you ain't grab that woman's chair?
Because I had a chair right here.
Oh, you offered her that chair, yeah. And she went over there. Okay.
I didn't want to be here.
Okay, well, y'all clap for her. She got her hair straight. Y'all clap for her hair straight.
Oh, yeah. And clap.
I just blame. She never has her hair real curly, right? Listen, so what you haven't missed anything. What we've been talking about, you guys are a far better class than last. But that's not in comparison. It's because you want something that you don't have. Right, whatever that is, you want something. And so you were recording, so I'm trying to say names. You, I'm pointing at you. You said something this week in the text message.
Yeah.
You said this. Well, tell us what you said, well, to me about the class. Or just give your thoughts on what this class is. Just try to talk, try to hear. We're going to pass this here like a little magic stick, right? What's your thoughts on it?
I I'm trying to remember exactly what I said, but my thoughts are that the class, the class has been life-changing for me. I learned a lot about myself by taking the class. It took me about 4 months to actually take the class seriously, so I lost a little bit of ground. If I would have hit it in January, where I hit probably in late May, I probably would be a little further along. But now, you know, even the after I started really decomposing myself and breaking down those walls, now that I'm in the rebuilding mode, the class has been really beneficial.
Sweet. Sweet. You pass it back. Here's the deal. Who else feels like, man, if I would have just a little earlier, I would be... Who else feels that way? You two? Okay. That's fine. You two? Listen.
I feel like I'm like falling off. I'm having a hard time getting back on.
Nah, that's fair. That's fair. And that's only because of missing, but right, you've had your school teacher, so that came back up, right? So that's a whole readjustment. And then you've got, like, the daughter at the most expensive age possible, right? You know? So there are things. Hopefully, and I've tried, and I don't want to say me and Tempest have tried to design this class to where, and of course you should be here, but if there is a level of I can come back and I don't get beat up for it, if that makes sense. Or I can invite my friend and there's no checks and balances, right? There's a level of let's just slide in and let's just, you know, type thing. That's powerful because life doesn't work that way. You're not normally surrounded or in an area in which everybody in that area wants you to do better and be better than them. Like that's very rare. Right, it's very red. I'm just starting to notice she's starting to look like her boyfriend too. I'm still pointing out she can't see. Yeah, you know I'm pointing at you.
You've been messing with me since I walked in here.
What? You gonna get messed with? But you start to look like your boyfriend. Yeah, you start to look like your boyfriend.
I just want to say for the record and for the phone.
Don't say your name.
You don't know my name, but the instructor has picked on me since the day I sat my brown behind in this class.
That's right.
And that's not twice as nice.
That's right. That's right. It ain't twice as nice. You always late to my class. Nah, I'm just joking.
Spears.
Another thing that she's learned in here, right? No. You got to be able. Obviously, you got to be able to have fun and joke.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to know who you can do things with, you know, and things like that, because people relate on a different level. You know what I'm saying? Well, some of us need more grace. Some of us need more grace on schedule. Well, some of us need grace. Now, here's the deal. A lot of this, actually, every bit of this class has been designed to show you your integrity. Every bit of this class. Now, watch it. How many of you got a hand up. How many of you were ever late on a paper? I'm doing the emoji thing. It's okay. You're not here to get beat up, okay, right? Now, I'm saying this here because she said something very powerful. I'm trying to say your name, not to be a disrespect, right? Said something very powerful to me on a non-class day that even I had to go, wow, I didn't. It was a breakthrough. Everybody has had breakthrough moments. And you were like, you're starting to realize the class and this, and you was like, and you know, I've been going to the doctor trying to get a pill for this, but I can't, so I'm gonna let you finish it so they can hear what your breakthrough was, because it was a breakthrough in Fitzpatrick. That's just to get some good sound. I'm
trying to remember what I said, but
about
I think
being late on time,
yes, things that I've struggled with my entire adult life and even before my adult life, but it wasn't my fault then, but that's no excuse. But I've always struggled with being on time. Places, meeting deadlines, being organized, all that kind of stuff. And so I have self-diagnosed myself with ADHD.
That's what you said, yes.
I have not gone to a professional to diagnose myself, but I meet all the criteria and all the checklists and all that. And so caffeine is my ADHD drug. But so anyway, during the summer, I really was thinking about, like, do I need to go see somebody? Like, you know, will those drugs help me, like, overcome these issues of always, you know, struggling with time management and organization and all these things I struggle with? But then the class has helped me to realize that it's an integrity issue, you know, and so it's a symptom, but the symptom has an underlying cause. And so this class has helped me to get to the root of the underlying cause and help me to work on those internal issues that I have. That medication won't fix a heart problem, yeah, basically.
Definitely. You pass it back. Definitely. Which was the problem? Kind of put it in, we'll see if we can talk loud until we get to you, because you're going to talk soft. That's what you're going to do, because that's just what you do, right? But here's the deal. See, I'm picking on you too, right? Is that rude? Is that rude?
Okay. You tell me.
Well, you guys can't see it recording, but I'm pointing at them. But that's a breakthrough, because what she said was, she was just talking. She was like, I can't take a pill to be on time. Like, they don't have a pill for that. That's, I'm trying to get a pill for something that ties back to my integrity. It's powerful. Because that's better than anything I've said in the class. And it didn't come from me. It came from her going deep within. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Now let's see if we can make a bit more sense of this. How many of you, now this may not be everybody. It may not be everybody. But how many of you have had the worst or somewhere up in the worst year of your life in whatever level of gradation? Y'all know what that means. In levels, whatever level that you have, who's had something like the worst year of your life since you started this class?
I have something like it.
Okay, we got something like it.
I've had some emotional, but to say it's like the worst year, I've embraced it because I know what it is. It's, okay. You know.
Fair enough. Who feels like, let me see if I can ask that differently. Who feels like because of this class and content within this class or practices or exercises in this class that you've been challenged more than you would like to have been? All right, right? Okay, cool. Got two over there. Which is, now you're interesting because you strong, in your face, bold, anger issues. These are your words. Like, she embraced that. And so, what have you learned about integrity from your angle?
That's my issue today.
I've always been the type of person that's just you, not really trying to be vengeful towards people. And my family would never understand, our customers never understood why I would still keep giving people chances about stuff when they done me really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, God has the best revenge. I've always said it. That's always been my rebuttal. He was like, well, if I was yours, I was like, well, everybody different, whatever. But my feelings get so hurt about stuff. I do get angry, but I don't always share it with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I try my best to share it with God and however I feel and try to leave it there.
Right.
And not take it anywhere else. But some mental battles have been going on.
I've been
trying to go back and I'm like, you just don't know how strong this battle is in my mind to keep myself from going
mm-hmm.
in a different direction.
Yeah. So, no, that's awesome.
My biggest challenge has been these mental battles that I don't say anything about.
Yeah.
And I might be quiet, but there's a lot going on in this mind.
Ain't this about the truth? Yeah. It's like the duck on the pond, smooth and under the water, the little legs are going like this.
Yep.
Or the cruise ship. Looks beautiful, everyone's drinking Mai Tais or whatever it is that they're drinking, but you have no idea in the boiler room there's a guy with a shovel doing the cold, you know, like this here. Everybody's relaxed and have a good time, but this guy is doing this, right? And you know, so there's always, no matter what it looks like, when you pull the curtains back, somebody is always working harder than somebody else. And so when you pull back the ego of you, the character, well, not the character, the reputation of you, the profession of you, when you get back to those real battles, they all happen on the battlefield of your mind, and it's war. Like, you can't struggle. Let me say, I'm building somewhere. But you don't. You can't struggle with what you're not wrestling with. Mm-hmm. And if you're wrestling with it, that means you have your hands on it. Does that make sense? So if you're struggling as a result of this class, it's because you've put your hands on some things during this class. Now, I can't say that you probably would not have, and in some cases you may have, but if you're struggling, you're wrestling. And if you're wrestling, you got your hands on this stuff. And you've already won because you've already decided to struggle. What we'll do is we'll take the struggle and we'll equate that to our worth. But I want to build to something similar to that. All right, so who in here, now be honest, I mean, I am expecting one hand. Without a doubt, I'm expecting one hand, okay? Who in here, I'm doing my little emoji, who in here ain't learned nothing? This man, when you gonna give it to me?
I ain't gonna say I ain't learned nothing. It's just some of the stuff I didn't do. I'm not gonna lie. Some of the tests you said go out and do, I just didn't do. I'm not gonna.
So you're not the hand I expected to go up. So so when you went up, so when I told you guys, all right. Go out for the rest of the month and ask people, what does it feel like to stand on the other side of me? Did you do that one? Well, what does it feel like to be my boyfriend, to be my spouse, to be my whatever, right? Whatever you guys said. What does it feel like to say, nope, I sure didn't. I didn't want to hear no responses, right? Now, and in some cases, some of you guys went out, thought you were going to get terrible responses. I got some good ones. Okay? That's kind of a place where I want to build to in a little bit. Who in here has been like, all right, but I don't have, now watch it now, watch his hand go up now. Everybody's got their story, but I haven't got mine. What? I see everybody else is having breakthroughs, but I haven't had mine. Who feels that way? Okay, so that's you again. Okay. Anybody else? I'm totally expecting a hand, and I've been waiting on this hand for 3 weeks now. No? Okay, we'll continue to build to it. I'll ask it a different way. Anybody want their hand up? No? No hands? Okay. Does anybody feel like you haven't learned anything? Okay, good. Does anybody feel like you have all you need to get to the next level? Okay, so all of your hands should have went up. Oh, on that last one, yeah.
I think you trying to connect the two questions.
I'm building somewhere, but no.
We didn't know this was a
before you ever got to this class, like you had everything you needed to get to the next level before you ever got here. Now, every now and then, people have to pull it out of you. Oh, it has to be unlocked. So Joel Osteen has a sermon. I forget the name of the sermon, but he talks about how you got genes, and you can be 45 years old, have this beautiful hair, but then once you hit 45, one of these genes unlock, you start losing your hair. Mm-hmm. You know, things like this, and or you skinny the whole time. You stop eating like that, once you get to a certain age, that gene unlocks you. Okay, you don't need this one. See, she's over there saying, that's exactly why I'm in the gym every day. I'm trying to, right? And so there's these destiny genes. And every now and then, sometimes what you guys have It just hasn't unlocked yet. But all that you need to succeed is inside of you. Does that make sense to you? Before you ever got here. Now, this class may have unlocked or made you go within yourself to unlock. But everybody who will be listening to me later, anybody in here, when you go, everybody you meet, the people you're judging, the people you're correcting, they all have what it takes to be the level of person that you think they can be and far past that. Does that make sense? Now, let me tell you what I've been building. Well, hold on, because everybody hasn't talked yet. I need everybody. So, you guys talk. I need, you three. I need you three over here to talk. I can't build, and I cannot get to where we're going to until you talk. Okay, so let me ask some questions. Let me ask some questions here. No, you've talked. So I need you two. You've talked. So what bad experiences or what challenging, experiences have you faced as a result of some of the things we practice in this class? Either one, it doesn't matter.
I worked on my anger.
But you worked on it. Let's go into a little more.
I did.
Pass this over there. Need folk to hit this here. We're going to pass the speaker to you. The record.
If everybody don't know, yeah. I get easily offended, and I don't. You see it on my face before you ever hear anything out of my mouth. That I don't take criticism or whatever you got to say to me. If that's not in a nice way, well, I don't do it. And so, you know, I had to work on it, and the class really helped me. The class, a real good friend of mine telling me, hey, yeah, growing up, yeah, you had an anger problem, and we didn't know how to deal with you. Okay? And so, you know, you never know it's a problem until you really notice it, you know.
That's
everybody else can tell you, all hey, you know, you really got it. And so after she told me that, I went and asked a friend of mine who I call a brother, and I was like, hey, when we was going to college and growing up or whatever, he was like, yeah, you really were. I associated you with an aunt of mine. I was like, okay, yeah, okay. And then my sister one day was trying to tell me something about my career, and she ended the text with, I only want to see you happy, but I just, sometimes I don't know what to say to you so that you won't get mad at me.
Ah.
So I was like, okay. And so then I really started to work on it. I went to go see a therapist because I was like, I ain't going to have no friends if I, you know, I'm not going to have anybody, you know, if I keep this up. And she wasn't just a therapist, she was a Christian therapist. And I would go and talk to her, and she helped me with a lot of things, told me some things that I should do, and I did them. And because I was open and susceptible to listen to her as well as my friend, I feel amazingly better. It's like, certain things now, when people try to get a rise out of me, I feel like, okay. So I feel better. I feel a lot better.
That's good. Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Last Samurai, we leave it up to you. What have you, now I can say your name, because you teach this class with me, Oh Great Tempest.
Oh,
what have you struggled with in this class?
What haven't I struggled with in this class? Lately I struggled with being the least offended person and treating people at least twice as nice. Only because I just feel like I'm such a nice person. And you do me wrong, I'm offended by that. But then I'm supposed to go back and treat you so much greater when I don't feel like you deserve it, or I don't even want to deal with you anymore.
That's a struggle. That's a real struggle.
It
definitely is.
Got an amen over there.
So it's just caused me to, I don't know, look at myself, because maybe I haven't always treated people right, but they treated me better than I deserve. So I'm trying to get over my feelings or my just my ego from being bruised because I've gone out my way to help people only for them to stab me in the back. So I'm just learning how to separate my feelings from how I treat people.
This is all fair. Everything's going to split this class into two because I've been building into this point right here. And then I'm going to build to another point in a little bit. Has everybody reached, now, here's where you got to be honest. What's transparent? Have you reached a point, well, so she mentioned the main challenge of this class, which was treat everybody far better, twice as better, three times. If it take 100, 100 times better than they treat you. Now, at first brush, we all have a problem with this. Is this correct? There's nobody in here that good. Right. Okay, thank you. Because you'd be surprised. The people who pretend to be that good are really the people who are the most harmful to the people around them. And you have to get past the point. Because when you don't behave like you are a problem and have a problem, you are the problem. And this is what I've been building to in this first hour. But before I get there, who in here feels like you have not reached the level to where it's your fault? That's what I've been building to.
You mean taking ownership?
Everything. Every single thing. Every way you behave. Everything in your life. Everything that has happened to you, okay? Everything. If you could not have controlled it, hurricanes. Let's get personal. Molestations, homelessness, whatever that is. If you couldn't control it, then your reaction to it was your fault. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Is there anybody in here that still has a problem with that, to which you just can't accept it?
Me.
I knew you was gonna say so, okay? Who else? I don't want moments. I want a clear yes and a clear no.
Repeat the question again.
Okay, the question is anyone in here? The question, I'm telling you all class, all year, this is your fault, everything. I'm asking you, have you taken full ownership? So the question is, who in here hears me telling them it's all your fault and still has a problem with it? Not a problem with it like, okay, I don't like it, but I'll accept it. A problem with it says, you know what, but at the end of the day, I can't accept it. We got, well, but hold on, before you answer. Because, hold on, you can't go no. Because if you struggle with it, you just may. So where's your struggle coming from?
Like, prime example, my current situation, which you and I have discussed on several occasions prior to the 31st of August. Mm-hmm. So the 31st of August has come and gone, and there's still the situation of...
Okay, so I know what you're talking about. Is it your fault?
It is my fault.
Okay.
But a part of me is like, it's my fault because of this, but at this point, I'm not held responsible for anything else. At this point, everything that happens is on you.
Okay, so then, you're saying, I accept everything about being my fault, except for this one thing that really rubs me the wrong way.
Partial responsibility.
Exactly. So, partial responsibility is not full responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, this isn't me talking, this is you talking. I'm just saying, do you accept full responsibility? Or are you saying, yes, and there's things that are not temptations for me, and the things that don't bother me, right? This is what, if you're in the church world, we do this, we do this, and I'm going to let you talk next, so remember what you're going to say. We do this more than anybody. Well, since drugs is my temptation, I don't understand why you struggle with drugs, right? You understand what I'm saying? Because it's not a temptation for you, so you don't get the battle. And so you treat people differently because that's not your struggle. But what is your struggle, you have empathy. Now, do you get to choose what you get to have empathy in? Okay, so what you're saying... Okay, right. So it's okay to disagree with me. I'm not. This is okay. It's okay if you still like Tempest teaches this class, reaches millions a week, and still struggles with this issue. But that's also her transparency about it is what gives her power, though. Right? That's But you know what I'm saying? And she's been with me 5 years. She has 5 years for me to chip at this. In her case, she's coming from a hole that's a lot deeper than some other ones. You get what I'm saying? Like some of you have started, some of you are climbing a ladder, but your ladder is on even ground. Others of you are climbing a ladder, but your ladder started 6 feet in the hole. Whether you dug that hole, you get what I'm saying? So you're on the rung. Everybody's on the 13th rung, ladder rung, the step. But if you're 6 feet in the hole, you're not as high as exactly. So some of you are at the top of your ladder, but you just got out the hole, and it's discouraging. But we'll get there in a little bit. That's how I want to build to this, because what I want to build to in the next hour is going to be more powerful. So. Yes or no? Only you can answer this question. I can answer it for you, but you don't change if I answer it for you. Have you taken full responsibility of every area of your life? Say it. Say it. Confess it. Say it. That's not strong enough. Say it. Did you? Now, Tempest disagreed, but she literally, no. Own it. Own it.
No, I have not.
Okay, that had a little power into it. All right, so I got two. Anybody else before I get to Charles? That's not his real name. Has anybody else? Is there anybody who is saying right now, I have yet to take full responsibility? It's okay. I'm not saying you're wrong. I may in the next hour, right? But I'm not saying that now. But I've got two. Anybody else? So you've got, scoot this way for me. You've taken full responsibility.
Yes.
I know you have. You, Carolina, I'm trying to tell you that. Have you taken full responsibility? Yes, I know you have. I talk to you guys. You know, I get it. I know, right? Full responsibility, every area.
I'm not 100% sure.
Fair enough. Let's open it up.
Because I'm at this place where I'm trying to love myself.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I am, how God made me, flaws and all.
Uh-huh.
And so to get to that place, because I realize I can't love other people.
That's right.
If I don't love me. And I realize that a lot of the issues I see in other people, I see them and I hate them because they're my issues.
Please clap for that. Please. Yes. Like
my child, for example.
Yes.
I'm so hard on her about some things.
Yeah.
But those are because those are my issues.
Yes.
And so I'm trying not to project my issues onto her or to react very, very harshly when I see her doing something, because I don't want her to end up struggling with that as an adult. But
it's stay there. Like, stay there. Open that up. Open that up. Because that's what it really is. Open that up.
So I realize, okay, so it's I have an issue with a thing as an adult, but that doesn't mean she's going to have an issue with
true,
it
true.
As an adult.
Go backwards. So, go backwards. You have the issue. You hate it. And you don't want her to have it as an adult. What are you really saying? You've never said it before.
That I hate some things about me.
Okay. Can we clap one more time? All right. Good. But now you got to go deeper. You got to own it now. That's not See, when you say I hate some things, that's no different than what she just did, right? No different. That's, well, you either love you or you hate you.
So it's like that food.
Okay,
that
all right.
You spread out the part you don't want. Uh-huh. And you hate the part you like.
Uh-huh.
I don't totally hate me.
That's fair.
I've got some good qualities.
That's fair.
Some things that I hate to say proud of, but I have some things that I'm okay with about myself.
That's fair.
But I also have a lot of issues with myself. And so what I think the Holy Spirit is dealing with me on right now is, if I have a problem with me, I have a problem with the one who created me.
Fair. Accurate. And far beyond what I have taught thus far. Right? Like you missed those classes and you still caught that. You know what I'm saying? That's powerful.
So the only way I can overcome the issues I have with me, I got to get my focus off of me and get my focus on the one who created me, because he is perfect. And so it's like when you look at a piece of artwork, you know, there's some crazy looking artwork out there that really has no value until you know who the artist is.
Okay, watch this here. What was your favorite car?
Was like one that I actually owned.
Actually owned. Do you have one? Or maybe a favorite city that you've been to, or favorite time? Like one that you love unconditionally. What's that? What was that favorite thing? It doesn't matter. Just pick something. Vacation, memory, car. Moment.
Probably my childhood times, like with my mom.
Okay. Great. Watch this here. Watch it. Everybody's about to have a breakthrough, but she's about to have one far greater than what's been. Were those moments, if you don't know, my mom's deceased, right? I don't mean that. It's respectful. Okay, good. Were those moments perfect?
No.
Watch this here. Does it stop you from loving those moments? Right? Like today, don't you still?
I love them, and they were not perfect.
Do you have any conditions on how you love those moments? Now watch this here. So in imperfection, You hated them then, or something about them then. Mm-hmm. Who told me some things? Which one of y'all said I hate? That was you. Yeah. I'm talking about you, right? Okay, hate something. But today, one of the funnest, if you was like Peter Pan, and I was saying, think of a memory so you can fly. That would be, something in that time would be your memory that your happy thing would make you fly. You do know Peter Pan, right, Emma? Thank you. Okay, you guys know Peter Pan. Okay, great.
Just Brett,
okay, good. But check this out. And all those imperfections, and there were, you could, if you went back in time and was ungrateful like you were then, which not to say you were, but we all seem to be ungrateful in the moment. Mm-hmm. But outside, removed from that moment,
big picture,
none of those things matter. It was the greatest moments of your life. Now, take that and apply it to you. So, you can hate some things about you. You can love some things about you. They're imperfect. Have you reached the moment in life in which how you feel about those moments is how you feel about you? That's the question.
Which is appreciation.
Right. Like, unconditionally, can you honestly say, I love me like I love that moment? Now, I know you're working on it. And, of course, we know your answer. But you got to own it. The answer is no.
I'm not there yet.
But you got to own it, right? You own your way. That's clear. You wouldn't even be able to hold this conversation if you were not, especially in front of people. Now, own it and say you don't. Like, own it. Like, I'm not there yet. Well, say I'm not there yet.
So, no, I'm not there yet. I haven't taken full responsibility for.
Sweet. Good. Give her a clap. Come on. That was different. There's no way that wasn't different. Because we talked about stuff that shouldn't even be brought up, right? That was super difficult. okay? Anybody else, I'm not necessarily trying to go around the room. You've taken full responsibility. I know it, right? We've had conversations, like, you've taken full responsibility. Some of you, this isn't a level of being better. This isn't a level of timing. Sometimes you're just left with no opportunity. Oh, in fact, let me watch this here. Who's my people that I said and declared to take full responsibility? Okay. Carolina, you mind raising? Okay. So that's three, right? And watch this here. All three of you, look at me. Were you left with an option to take full responsibility? Okay. Thank you very much. You immediately said no. You had to think. When you left, did you feel like you had a choice? Did it feel like it was accept full responsibility or die in this season?
I had a choice.
Of course you had a choice. I'm saying, but did you? You always have a choice. Did it get so bad to where you said all or bust, go hard or go home? All the cliche things that we say, or did you just come to it?
It's a daily thing.
What? No doubt.
I have to tell myself daily that I'm not going back to the way I was.
Good. Goodness. So there was some level of pain that you just refused to go back to. Good. Did you have a choice?
I never thought about choosing.
Good. Okay. So in all three of these cases, a little ifsy over there, it was still, if I don't do this now, I may not be able to survive, at least mentally. Does that make sense?
Right,
you know, I have to do this for me.
Right.
Or I have to do this for my son. Right. These are the way we talk.
Right.
Because here's the deal. You can say, I have to do this for my son. I have to do this. And not actually mean it. Let me tell you. I'm going to make this comment. And I'm going to go to Chris. Oops. I'm going to go to this guy. Yeah, I'm gonna go this guy, Charles. I can say his first name because it's not his last name. I'm gonna go to him. You can write it down for me. Last, because he's gonna say the best stuff. All right, so here's the deal. You can literally love your children and be lying about it. I know that hurt. Let me tell you. You say it all you want to. You can, right? We've had this conversation before, not about you, but we've had this conversation before, right? Here's the deal. Oh, well, I'll do anything for my kids. Okay, change. Whoa, hold on. It's their fault. Now, you just said you'll do anything for your kids, but you willing to get divorced because you're angry. Like, come on now. You know, we're not. Yeah, especially in network marketing, and since I'm a businessman, I've done, and I would advise anybody to at least go witness a network marketing presentation. You don't have to join, but direct sales teaches you a whole lot of stuff, right? If you got fear of the phone, you can't do it and still have it if you do it correctly. But here's what I used to tell people: all right, come on, if you just sign up, blah 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 blah. Well, I'll do anything for my kids. Okay, let's go. Okay, no problem, I'm ready. $345. Whoa. Now you just said, right? You get what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that someone should spend $345. I'm just saying that be careful what you have lied to yourself about in your head. And just because you use your kids to hide behind that lie, doesn't make it any less of a lie. Too many parents are saying they'll do anything for their children, but won't enroll in school, which is their dream. Right? I'm not advocating going to school. I'm just simply saying that how are you going to teach your child to live your dream if you don't? You understand what I'm saying? How are you going to teach your child to love themselves if you don't? And don't we teach our children to take full responsibility? This is your fault. But somehow when we get grown, that's exactly what we stop doing. And what we do, if we wind up hating things about our kids, In truth, we hate them about us. And we're trying to purge them out of them so they never be like us. If I've said nothing else real, that was real. All right, kind sir. Okay, go ahead, please. Please, sir.
About 2 weeks ago, we left this class, whatever.
No name.
You and North Carolina was talking about how we break down people to our level. And it came to the thought that I have a lot of hatred. And the main people that's in my life, that came all through my life, I always broke them down to the point to where they hated me the same way I hate myself. And last week made me realize that. And I realized that to the point to where I am a very, very hateful person. To the point to where that's why I'd rather be alone, because all the people that I hurt. I hate relationships because I end up hurting people more and more. And to the point to now, the three main relationships I had in my life, two of them, they hated my guts by the time it was over with. But I look at them now on Facebook, they're having the most happiest life ever while I'm still here miserable. This last relationship that I had, I made her hate me so much that the kids end up hating me too. And I look back like, that's all that I do. I have times where I make my mom hate me. I make my brothers hate me. Until the point I feel like I make you hate me because I'm not where you want me to be, not doing the things in the class that I should be doing. And I know all these things. But it's like, I really don't care no more. I hate the way I look. I hate my job. I hate my life. Everything about me, I hate to the fullest. To the point to where some days I don't even get out of my house. I'll call in because I don't feel like putting on this mask that I have to show the world that I'm really this happy dude when I'm really not. And people would call, they would text me, what's wrong with this, what's wrong with that? And it's like, I don't want to talk about my feelings. And it's to the point where it gets frustrating that even at work, I end up just breaking down because the mask that I wear is just, it weighs heavy on me. And I laugh hard because I'm really crying my heart out. But it's like, people try to hug me. I don't want your hug. Just don't touch me right now. I'm just tired of it all.
Oh, my God.
Just leave me alone, please. And it's just...
You reaching some folk.
And it's just the point where I'm tired. I want to do better, but it's just like this class. I want to be full of it. I just can't do it because it's like I have nothing but darkness in me. I have nothing. The only thing you see good is just the mask that I wear. It's just a front, a persona that I put on. But really, I am not that dude. I am completely opposite. And it's just... It's frustrating. I'm owning up to it, but to will to do something about it, I don't know even how to go about it because that's just what my whole life been. And I realized that when I was 11 years old, I was at this place, First Assembly of God. We went to a camping trip, and this kid did something to me that frustrated me so bad that I chased him around this whole building with a belt in my hand, ready to whoop him. It took three counselors to hold me back. And ever since then, I had to put on a front to be this happy go guy when I'm really angry inside, when I really want to lash out, flip over tables, just scream out. But I can't because people won't accept that. They'll call me crazy. They want me to go talk to the shrink. Well, I'm going to talk to the shrink for when I already know they're going to put me in the house where I don't want to be at. I already know. I know I have psychiatry. I know I want to tell people all types, but I don't. And they think it's just all frustrating. And it's just, I'm tired of being in pain. Sure. I'm tired of hurting.
but all I have is hatred in me. I know it.
Hold on. Before you get the question, go ahead. No, fair enough. Watch this here. I'm getting ready to do something extremely different. Carolina.
Yeah.
Come here.
Watch this here.
Now, I'm not finna teach the class. I need you to do me a favor. I need you. You to talk. Okay? Now let me tell you. Here's what y'all don't know. Tell me one thing. I know she had no idea this would happen. You tell me one thing you disagree with him on.
I disagree with him on a few things.
Fair enough, but I'm talking about the state in which both me and you, at some point in our life, have felt like, don't be with me. I ain't really worried about you. I know anybody to get with me.
I'm going to destroy you.
All right. Talk. But here's what I want you to do. No teaching. None of that crap. You're not there anymore.
I'm not.
I know.
Go. But I was. I was there when I started this class. You know, I knew that if I got into relationship, I was going to destroy. And destruction was what Shannon did. You know, it was my MO. But this class, I had to sit here, and it was almost forced. Like, if I wasn't friends with them, and I didn't feel endeared to Tempest or endeared to Tony or even to Grace, I wouldn't. Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to have to edit that. Yeah. I wouldn't have come here because I was zipped up. And I felt like as long as I could treat everybody the way I felt like they needed to be treated, I could remain this hard, angry, destructive woman on the inside. But I didn't do it to everybody. I only did it to me. And even to my friends, you know, she said, I waited till I was 36 years old to tell her, didn't want to be around you because you was mad all the time. That wasn't right. That's not how you do people that you love. But I'm trying to stay zipped up. And it's easy to say, don't touch me, I'm angry, I don't want to hurt you, I don't want to destroy everybody. Hey, that's easy to go to because that keeps your zipper unlocked. What this class made me do, it was like literally nothing I can do to offend Tony enough to where he would say, don't come to my class. I ain't turning in your papers. It's evident I ain't reading your books. I barely respond to you, you know, but it was nothing that I could do to make them say, you know what, you out. You know, so at the end of the day, I felt, okay, well, maybe the zipper could come down a little bit. Maybe this is not me. And actually reading, I can honestly tell you, I finished one book in this class. And that was Peaks and Valleys because it was the shortest one. The rest of them, I didn't finish them. I read enough in them that made it to where in May I was halfway unzipped. But I controlled it because you're not just to fully expose me and make me have to really just deal with people in a genuine type of way. I'm going to be vulnerable. We hurt people because we don't want to be hurt. You're not going to do to me what I do to you. I had enough when I was younger. Ain't nobody hurting me no more. I was abused. I had that done. I ain't getting hurt no more. But I ended up getting hurt even worse, trying to protect myself from being hurt. But the only way that we get past that, the only way that we get to the true nature of who you are, I would venture to say that you haven't even met Charles yet, because you zipped, and until we unzip, that's what you, that's gonna be the thing. My relationships don't work because I'm angry. I hate myself. I've hated the way that I look. I've hated the way that I look. I've hated my job. I know what it's like to sit in a state of, why the heck am I here? And leave me alone. And I grew up in church. I know what the scripture says. I know whose image I made in all of that. It didn't matter. It didn't apply to me. God made all of y'all in his image, and he made me to be this worthless woman that I am, is what I felt. But that was all kind of like, it was dangerous because it was kind of like part of my little plan, because I did know better. I just didn't want to unzip. Unzipping made me have to be real. And it was much easier not to be real, because real gets hurt. Real is painful.
Let me ask you two questions. And they both are the same question, but they're on two different ends of the spectrum. But not only does everybody else need to hear it, but he needs to hear it. What happened between me and you, or what? And I don't know. I don't know the answer to these next two questions. Mm-hmm. I just know she used to be that, not to make your demonstrative pronoun, right? Him. Mm-hmm. She used to be him, but now she's not. That's why I didn't answer this question, because if I answer the question, sometimes you need third-party validation, right? I can tell you until you're blue in the face, but until somebody comes around and tells you the same thing that I've been saying, that's when it goes, right? So two questions. What made you, or what did I do that made you unzip? And what made you unzip that had nothing to do with me? Had nothing to do with anybody else.
What you did is what I said. It's like, no matter what I did, it didn't offend. Normally, I could do enough to where somebody would be like, you know, or I had them in their box, and whatever I gave them, they accepted. Whatever kind of friend I was to you, you accepted that. Whatever kind of woman I was to you, you accepted that. He didn't accept it, but he didn't give me a way out, because my goal was, you don't want to be with me, you don't want to be my friend, bye. But he was like, I'm not going anywhere. You're going to have to do this. You don't have to turn in one single solitary paper. Don't miss my class. You can tell I'm not reading. Don't miss my class. You know, so you're kind of forced to be in here. And what had nothing to do with him, it was like, either he full of it, or this stuff just might work. So let me just do a little bit and see what happens. And the little bit that I did, like, I still have a ways to go. I am in no way ready to do anything, but my zipper is down enough to where some stuff can get poured in that'll make it go down a little bit more. And that don't have nothing to do with him. That was me opening these books, me realizing and accepting the fact that there was something wrong with me. You've done that already. But at the end of the day, it was also me saying, I'm not going to be like this for the rest of my life.
That's right.
And that had nothing to do with my son. That had nothing to do with my family. That had something to do with me wanting to be Shannon, the best Shannon that I can be, regardless of whatever. I'm alive and I'm drawing air. So as long as I'm alive and I'm drawing air, I want to be better. There's a life out there that I can enjoy. I look no different than I looked 2 years ago, but I love the way I look today, every single pound. There was a time when I couldn't even stomach looking at myself in the mirror. I hated trying on clothes. Now, I'm past that point. I was there before the class, but it took me kind of just embracing and accepting the fact that I'm 30 years old and I'm not living another 30 years not liking myself. But I know what it feels like, but it's a miserable feeling, and it's a weight that eventually it will get too hard for you to carry. You know, I know what it's like to sit and have the pills right there. I could end this right now. Yeah. I could be done right now. I know what it's like to put them in your mouth and take them.
stomach pump, drinking charcoal, all twisted up in here thinking I don't want to live no more because all this stuff is just too much to bear. But here I sit here today, halfway unzipped, not fully, but I ain't dead. And I'm not as miserable as I used to be. But you have to surrender to the fact that you are not who you believe that you are. You have to surrender to the fact that you haven't met yourself yet and that there is a Charles on the inside of you that is begging you to let him out. Begging. It was much more of a struggle to keep that little girl in me bottled up. Now that this is open, I'm exposed, I'm uncomfortable, but my weight is so much lighter because it was dual. I was overworking myself. I'm working to keep this up, and then I got another hand out here trying to do all of this. I could take a hand off of this, and I have two hands to do this. And doing this don't have nothing to do with everybody else. Doing this has everything to do with me. I'm treating people better. I'm planting better. You know? But you got to unlock it. And it's yours to go through. I could have very well died because of the pills that I took. That wasn't my fate. That's what I said I wanted. But it's up to you. Ultimately, it's up to you. As quickly as I took them, I had to call somebody to help me.
So if you had a chance, in 1 to 4 concise sentences, why are you no longer there? Actually, hold on, I'm sorry. How long were you there in years? Be honest.
From the age of about 12 to about, yeah, in increments. Like, there are certain things that I didn't, but completely miserable from the age of about 12 to, I would say, 24, 25. But from 25 to 35, I was still living in that bottled up kind of life.
Now, here's the question. Repeat now that I want to identify. Mm-hmm. I don't want nobody here to think you didn't struggle for long. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Now, here's the deal.
Long time.
In 1 to 4 concise sentences, don't go over 4. Mm-hmm. Why are you no longer there? No, don't teach your words, just straight realness.
I no longer wanted to be there. I didn't want to die that way. I wanted to be able to be more genuine to the people that I loved, my family. And I would get glimpses of myself actually free from the bondage that I was keeping myself in, and I wanted to meet her.
Fair enough. Can I give this a clap round of applause, please? Thank you very much. Now, I want to do something. So give her another round of applause, and this time I'm going to use her real name. But before I do that, is anybody up until this point still don't say your real name, and nobody has actually said anything incriminating? You have a problem with me not editing that, the name, right? Your name was said, but you weren't talking. Anybody got an issue? Okay, good. Anybody? Mm-hmm. Issue with name? All right, sweet, sweet, sweet. I'm keeping it because I want to do this here. You guys, clap, because that right there is the next sold-out seminary, sold-out seminar speaker, traveling the world. Shannon, come on, clap until she feels it. Clap until she feels it. Now, embrace it.
That's your last
step. Look at him.
That's your last step. Let me tell you. You know how you struggle with something? Let me tell you. Here's how you know how you really feel about yourself. When you can't take a compliment. Here's what we do when we can't take a compliment. You know, you're really pretty. Ah, man, you tripping. Right? Now, how many of us do it? Come on, B. You know what made me realize it? I was 25 years old before I knew that other people thought that I was attractive. And one day, somebody was like, "You never take my compliments." What you mean? But you never take them. It's always something, blah, blah, right? So how you feel about yourself, if you don't know it, monitor how you receive compliments. Make sense? All right. Let me see. Give me a time check. You in your phone? Great. All right, one more thing I want to do. And nobody knows this was coming. Nobody knows this is happening. Come on up. Come on up. Come on, y'all clap. Right there. Now, I didn't know I was going to do this or what I just did. I had no idea. Here was my agenda for this class, because the class show, this is the second to last week, and we start back up in the second week in January. Here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to show you all how much you struggle, and I was going to tell you that now that you've talked about it, it's done. You're no longer that person, but you did it for me. Does that make sense? You literally did it for me, but hold on. Now, clap for him one more time. I can't tell you how many times he's called me and said, "Man, I let you down." And what'd I say?
You can't let me down.
Right? Man, I did. Man, I did. Man, you tell him, man, you ain't. Come on, man. I see you Sunday, right? I see you, right? And over and over and over again. And I had no idea. The truth is, I had no idea she was trying to push me away. I just knew you were going to miss my dog on class because I saw something in her that she didn't see herself. Right? Now, you are going to address her. Yes. But here's the deal. Watch this. Here's the deal. She needs to hear. Doesn't matter why. I know why.
What am I addressing?
I'm finna tell you. Watch this here. Now, I pointed to three people. Now, the truth is, you do too. Not as bad as that. Okay? You've mastered something. And you've mastered it because you struggle with it today. Okay? So I need you, you know, here's the deal. When you talk, I'm finna tell you, you're gonna step up and you're gonna step in. You're gonna lean in. Okay? You're gonna lean in. You've mastered something. Okay? However long it takes, you've mastered something. Didn't meet you in a good place. And you didn't even get to a good place very recently. But before you were ever in a good place, I had you talking to millions of people. And you are not a talker. You can't stand talking. In fact, you're probably sweating on your armpits right now, getting ready to have a heart attack. That's going to make you talk. And next year, she's going to be teaching many portions of this class. Clap for that. Now, if you thought we just had breakthroughs, and if you thought we were serious, I need you to do something else. I need you to chill, and I need you to focus, because you and you need to hear this. You say something in the mirror.
Really? That?
That. Lead in.
So, I attempted to read a book called No Matter What by Lisa Nichols. And in chapter one, she talks about how she had a rough past. Her ex-fiance is in jail, but he abused her. And she blamed herself for that. She felt hindered because of that. So, she didn't live full out. She gave just enough to keep people away. And
at the end of the chapter that I haven't passed, she gives an exercise. We have to look in the mirror and say, you know, Tempest, I forgive you for. Tempest, I commit to you that. Tempest, I love you for. And I could never do that. So, like, she couldn't look in the mirror. I still struggle with that. I've had this book for 2 years now, and I have not passed chapter one because I can't get past the exercise at the end of chapter one. And she says you can't go to chapter two until you master this.
Now, stop right there just for a second. Just for a second. But I said you've mastered it. Did everybody hear me say that?
Yes.
Now, I know she struggles with this. I know she hasn't passed first chapter, because who bought the book for you? Alright, so right, so she's not saying something I don't know. She has no idea I'm doing this, why I'm doing this here. But I said you mastered it. Now tap into all your empathy, all your connectedness. Tap into it. Okay? You've mastered it. Doesn't matter if you don't know how. You have something. These two, that need to hear. And it's about the mirror. I forgive yourself for, I commit whatever you say, right? Embrace it. Third time, lean in and talk on this subject.
I'm going to say what I struggle with. I had to forgive myself for staying stuck in my past. I couldn't go forward. I couldn't go to the new level because I was so worried about, well, what if everybody finds out what's behind this door? But I was worried about the door, nobody else. And I was so captivated by what happened in the past and what I went through, that I was too afraid to even take a step. So he approached me by a podcast, and I turned him down like 5 times because how can I pour into somebody when I'm dealing with all this? And a couple of weeks ago, I watched a video, and a lady was like, well, what you worry about your past for? You already overcame that. That has no hold on you anymore. You holding on to it, but you came through it already. So why are you worried about that? You need to be worried about your future. And I watched the same video 5 times, and I never heard her say that part until the 5th time. I'm so worried about this happened to me that I can't move forward in life. And yeah, why am I worried about who I used to be and what I went through when God has already brought me through that? And he said I conquered. I didn't know I did. But when you let go of whatever's holding you back, and you let go of the weight, you can't help but to move forward because you realize where you are is not where you're supposed to be. You have greatness over you. You have greatness over you. You have a future. But you're never going to get to the future worrying about what happened back in the day.
Okay, so let me pull something else out of here. Okay, so in one or two concise sentences, you just told them what?
Let go of your past.
That's good, right? Let go of your past. Okay, we clap. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I know you got the whole time, don't you? Here's the deal. Yeah, anybody ever seen Last Summer Rock? Last Summer Rock? Tom Hanks? Not Tom Hanks.
Tom Cruise.
Thank you. Tom Cruise. Okay. Yes, great movie. There's a scene in the movie in which a real samurai is training Tom Cruise, an American soldier who's becoming a samurai unknowingly, how to yield a sword. It's wooden at this time, and there he's fighting. He's got this clip. He's got this brute strength, this technique. And at some point, this is for you, at some point,
the guy teaching him says, I just want you to hear this head, too many minds. He said, He said, what does that mean? He says, you have too many minds. You're minding what they think. You're minding your technique. You're minding, and so you can't become this because you're worried about all the other things. All right, that was for you. Okay? Now, number four, lean in. There's a reason why I do this. There's a reason why I use certain words with you guys on purpose, because I mentor all of you now, but certain things for certain people. Make sense? You struggle with leaning in. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right. So, but that's not your struggle. That's too many minds. That's too many minds. No thinking. No time. No how long you gonna be up here. You can knock this out in 2 minutes if you want to, right? Forget them. Embrace it. Your number one talent is empathy. Number two talent is connectedness. There's nobody in this room more qualified. That's what I was trying to stop. There's nobody in this room more qualified to talk to them than you. I'm not asking you to teach. I'm asking you to be transparent. And I'm saying you talk in the mirror. And I'm saying that you're struggling, that's you saying it. But I said she did what? Bad. Thank you very much. Many minds. What did you master? Even though you haven't got past chapter one, I'm telling you, you've mastered it. I'm telling you, you've mastered it. Talk. Why have you mastered it? What have you mastered? Why do I keep saying that? What's that thing? I get that. That's too many minds. What's that thing here that I'm trying to get you to communicate? Forget them. You mastered it. There's something here that is there. You kind of said it. You've mastered it. You kind of said it in the podcast. You mastered it. Go, I'm done talking. Say the thing that you're supposed to say. Not the teaching thing, what you feel.
I guess I mastered believing in myself full out. So last year I took class. I didn't feel worthy enough to even.
Please clap. Please clap. Please clap. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Talk.
Last year, when I took class, I didn't feel worthy enough to even help someone build a class. And then I didn't feel worthy enough to participate in the class. So he was saying a leadership class, and I was looking at myself like, well, you're not a leader, so what you doing here? So I didn't take the class seriously. I took it seriously because I worked for him, but I didn't take it seriously for myself. So I would read the books. I would write the paper. That's no problem. You want me to read 5 chapters? I can knock it out today. But I didn't take it seriously. So I wasted 40 weeks, 2 hours a week, 120 miles every week. Just going through the motions because I didn't believe I was worthy enough to sit in a class to learn about peaks and valleys, to learn about improving my character, to learn about discovering my strength. So, I don't know, I just woke up one day and was like, you know what, this can't be life. Like, everybody else is living, and you sitting here doing what? And for what? Because you don't believe in yourself, because so-and-so has something to say. They don't talk about me regardless, if I'm living full out or if I'm slacking. So I gave myself permission to believe in me. I gave myself permission to be myself. And
And once I gave myself permission, I put the world on notice that the little girl that you thought I was, that ain't me no more. And I'm still quiet, I'm still to myself. But I'm not holding back no more because I'm afraid of so-and-so saying stuff. They still talk about me today. They still post about me on Facebook right now. I don't even see it no more. Not because I blocked them, but because they are so irrelevant to my future. I don't know this trash. And I'm talking about them. Not saying they trash, but I don't know this. I don't know this that. You know? Yeah. And once I let that go, once I let that go, and I gave myself permission, I told the world, this is Tempest, this is who Tempest gonna be. Weight started falling off. And I started doing things that I never would have imagined. So my mom, it blows her mind every week, and I'm up talking in a class, because that ain't the person, you know, that's not who I was at home. I'm quiet, I'm to myself. But the more you, embrace yourself, the more you believe in yourself, the more you have confidence in yourself, the more you can walk into your purpose. And I don't know what that is, but I guess it's something with talking, so somebody keep pushing me. But if that's what it is, I'm gonna embrace it, because I'd rather be scared and embrace it than to be in a comfort zone not doing nothing. I was stuck in a comfort zone because I knew what to expect. And it was comfortable, and I was lazy. I was cool with being, as you say, cruising at 30%. I was cool with giving the world 30% of me because the world was impressed with it. But if you fool, if you're impressed with my 30%, imagine what my 60% gonna do. And then imagine what my 100% gonna do. And imagine what my 160% gonna do. I'm not gonna be broke no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be struggling. I'm not gonna watch my mom go to work and work overtime just to pay bills. Like, she don't have a house that I pay for. Because I'm giving the world notice that 30% ain't working for me no more. And if that make people uncomfortable, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Because if you focus on yourself, what I'm doing shouldn't bother you. But I'm so focused on me that I don't care about people no more. That was my struggle. I was so worried about people. Thank you. I was so worried about people. I was hindering myself, but I can't do that no more. You know? So, that's it.
They even made sure the laptop wasn't unlocked for you. I mean, wasn't locked on. All right, so here we go.
We getting out
early. We are. We getting out. Listen. We got one more class left. No. I'm fit to. I'm about to say something important, so I want to put my headphones on. So I want the little recorder to pick up all this. Okay. It can pick back up. So there's nothing more awesome than that, right? She's mastered the chapter she hasn't even mastered in her eyes. Just because you can't get past a chapter doesn't mean you haven't mastered it, right? Just because you struggle with something doesn't mean you haven't already won. Because once she gave herself permission to be worthy, for you, I tell you, permission to fly. Once she She gave herself permission to be worried. For you, it doesn't matter what uncomfortable conversation you have to have. Wants give you permission to be worthy. It doesn't matter for you. You don't need to correct anything. It's not necessary. Once you give yourself permission to be worthy, darkness isn't good enough. Once you give yourself permission to be worthy, has to be your fault. It just has to be. Even if you don't like the circumstances around you, even if you can't control others' behaviors, when you give yourself permission to be worthy, you'll do what she did. You literally rip your skin off, and you literally decide, I'm not going to take people down to my level so I can be comfortable. I'm not going to deal with them. I can't deal with them in all this positivity. I can't deal with them in all this worth. You ever dated somebody and was like, man, I'm so lucky to have them, right? Right? Who says that every time? No, they're lucky to have you. And if that made you feel uncomfortable, you've got some work to do. Here's the blessing. It's totally doable. It doesn't take talent to be worthy. It doesn't take charisma to stand in front of. I picked two people that didn't even know they was going to talk. One who talks well and always does it. One who's totally terrified and then petrified for anything larger than one person. But they both mastered something that some of us struggle with. And so I got 1 week left after today to plant enough seeds that'll start harvesting. This class was never meant to change you in 40 weeks. It was meant to give you 40 weeks of change that lasts for the rest of your life. If I can change you in 40 weeks, if I can change you in 40 weeks, if you can change in 40 weeks, I mean completely, if you could, you wouldn't even need to be here. But the truth is, it doesn't take 40 weeks to actually change. And let me explain that, because what I just did was paradoxical. On one respect, or in one respect, or one end of the spectrum, or in one regard, I'm telling you, I can't change you in 40 weeks. In the other regard, I'm telling you that you don't need 40 weeks to change. Anybody see the missing link there? See if I can do it again. In one respect, I'm saying, it takes me 40 weeks, but I never meant to change you. Just meant to do enough to change the rest of your life over this 40 weeks. So that sounds like I'm saying you can't change in 40 weeks. On the other hand, I'm saying, but it doesn't take 40 weeks to change. The missing link is you. I can't change you. But when you decide that you're worthy, when you decide that you're going to unzip, you don't need 40 weeks. One moment, and you're done. Most people think it takes 40 years to change. Most people think it takes 40 weeks to change. That's a fallacy. What's the actual truth? It takes you one moment, but 40 years to get to that decision. So this 40 weeks, or in this case 39, I can't do it. No matter how much I do this, I can't change you. She held the zipper, not me. And no matter how much I put my hand on her hand to unzip, or just said, forget you, I'm unzipping it myself. If any of these would have been successful, she just would have went, zip, right back up. Or fine, I'll let you think you unzipped me, only for you to discover. So now, here's what you missed. Now she is ready to lean in. Not lean in because she's aggressive. Not lean in. Lean in. Did you hear it? She said, I'm a, over and over, little by little, she got stronger. Stronger. And she finally said, you know what? I put them on notification. I didn't ask them to live in my greatness. I notified them. That's full lean in-ness, in which you say, I'm no longer asking your permission for me to be great. I'm no longer asking your permission for me not to have anger issues. I'm no longer asking your permission for me to unzip myself. This is no longer about you or the decision for you to be comfortable. That's between you and your comfort level and your ego. As for me and my house, since I'm talking to church folk, all right? As for me, my house, I am worthy. Now, that's not how that scripture goes, but you get what I'm saying, right? I am worthy. I'm worthy enough to unzip. I'm worthy enough for all these things. So, in smooth transitional closing, now is the time to live the life worthy of you. Here's the deal. I don't get to decide when. You decide. It's now worthy enough for you to live a life worthy of you. You can walk out of here right now and never be the same. But you hold your own zipper. You hold your own keys. I told you something. Because I'm about to go there. I told you something. All right? In your ear while she was talking, what I told you. Unless you say it out loud.
Like, stop creating mental blocks
and purpose. Right? I said, pay attention. Because you'll use him to purposely tune out. What she heard, rightfully so. Don't create mental blocks on purpose. Who in here, at this level of transparency, with all the tears that have happened tonight, honestly created a mental block and said, nah, I'm not going to do that? Be honest. I watched them happen. Thank you. That's not it, though. Thank you. I watched them happen. I watched them happen. All right? Okay? Only two of you did not. You and you. You don't count. You taught. All right? But how many times have I told you? Now listen, watch this here. How many times have I told you? He breathing. How many times have I told you, Carolina, after class, you had a breakthrough? And what I said right after that? You had a breakthrough and then you shut it down. I watched many a times. Miss Carolina over there had breakthroughs and shut it down. Shut it down. Don't create a mental block. Why? Because they both said the same thing different ways, whether it be zipping or I put you on notification. You're worthy to finally be worthy without permission. I'll say it again. You're worthy to finally be worthy without their permission. God, we come to you right now, and we ask that you lift us far beyond what we've ever been lifted before, past our pain, past our emotions, past our egos, past our fears, past our doubts, past our parents' expectations of us, past the ex who hurt us, damage of us, past the fact that we can't even look in the mirror and say, I forgive you for. God, now is the time in which everybody in here is deciding to be worthy. Now, in this place, somebody's mind has just told them, you know that's not going to work. You know it's not going to happen. That doesn't happen for you. This kind of stuff doesn't work. Allow for that voice to be silenced. And let them turn up the voice that says you are worthy so loud to where any voices on the outside of them can no longer be heard. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You are dismissed, and the truth is, there's no more classes. You come here next week, bring some food, we laugh and joke. So you made a good class. There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.